Hello and welcome to GradNext Audio, brought to you by StudyTrust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called GradNext, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. GradNext was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting the job, and finally, being a working adult. In this episode, we continue talking about knowing yourself, but now we turn the lens on how we present ourselves to the outside world. This is called personal branding: reputation, image, tone, and attitude. Whether we realize it or not, we are building our reputation and our personal brand in every interaction we have with others. The way you dress, the way you speak, your posture, the way you carry yourself, all of these factors create an impression long before you've said anything meaningful at your first meeting with a stranger. The pictures and posts on your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn profiles tell a long and colorful story about you to friends and strangers alike. This fact is neither good nor bad. It's just the way it is. But from now on, as you enter the working world, you have to be aware of it and manage it consciously. How do you want to be seen? As creative, colorful, and free-thinking? Why then are you wearing a conservative suit and tie in your LinkedIn profile picture? Do you want to be seen as dependable, serious, and conscientious? Why does your Instagram feed still feature that night when you danced on the table? Do you want to be seen as confident and articulate? Why was that handshake so weak, and why are you speaking in a whisper? Go through all your online platforms. Check your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts and delete all inappropriate photos and posts on all your social media. Employers are often on these sites scoping out possible employees. Don't let them see something you'd rather they didn't. Don't think you can keep personal and professional separate. You cannot. For example, relationships go wrong. Explicit selfies you send to one very special person can go to all his or her contacts with one click. If you blow off steam in colorful language in an email to someone you trust, it could be forwarded to someone else in a second. Always remember, if it's digital, it can and probably will be distributed beyond the first interaction. Not Without Reason is one of the best books on the law and social media, titled Don't Film Yourself Having Sex. It's by Emma Sadler, and if you can, read it. Everything out there must hang together and give the same impression. Decide who you are and what you want to project, and do it consistently. The best way to achieve this is to be authentic. If you try and pretend, you will be found out sooner or later, and you'll probably be under constant strain until the day it happens. Think about your audience. If you are going into accounting or the legal profession, for example, you know that your audience has quite specific ideas about appropriate dress. Buy a few basic skirts and pairs of slacks and one or two jackets that you can jazz up with tops and accessories, that's women, of course, or one suit, two or three pairs of slacks, neutral shirts that go with everything, and a jacket for the men. The less memorable your clothes, the better. No one will notice if you wear the same black pencil skirt or dark pair of trousers 3 days of the week. Invest in a good bag that can hold a laptop and good shoes. Ladies, when you can afford it, you can buy a pair of shoes for every outfit. At this point, you will have one or two pairs for work. They must be stylish, but timeless and comfortable. Stilettos do not work on public transport and will be a distraction at the office. Dressing well does not have to be expensive. Street markets and secondhand or thrift shops offer a goldmine of clothes of every possible description. The advertising industry or IT will not need nearly as much thought or planning when it comes to your wardrobe. Good photographs for use on your CV and online profiles cost nothing in the age of cell phone cameras. Ask a friend to take the pictures for you. Dress with your audience in mind. Think about light. Don't squint into the sun or stand under a tree with splotches of sun and shadow on your face. Never stand against a featureless white wall, especially if you have a darker skin tone. Choose a plain background in a fairly light tone. The most flattering pictures are taken out of direct sun, but with lots of light, for example, on a shady veranda. Let your friend take a series of head and shoulders shots for you to choose from. Do not be embarrassed about doing this. It is part of being professional. You would reciprocate if someone asked you. Just like social media or your dress sense, the same principles apply to putting together your CV or a website. Keep your audience in mind and be very clear about the image you want to project. Do not use an intense orange background with curly, colorful fonts unless you're in the creative industries. And even if you are, the point of any communication should be content. Don't let your presentation overwhelm it. Clean and clear is almost always best. One final word about personal interactions. You may come from a cultural background where it is considered rude to look people in the eye, or to stand up straight when that means that your head will be higher than your superiors. The professional world in South Africa, by and large, runs on a different set of expectations. Walking into a room with hunched shoulders and sitting down immediately looking at no one will be seen as signs of either weakness, apathy, over-familiarity, or a lack of respect. When you meet someone, stand up straight, look him or her in the eye, and shake hands confidently. Don't squash the person's hand. Just give a firm, pleasant grip. Speak clearly and with confidence. Show respect for them, but also for yourself. Usually, one waits to be offered a seat before sitting down. Similarly, wait to be offered refreshments rather than simply helping yourself. Trust yourself. Be true to yourself. But remember that every one of us has a whole cast of personalities inside ourselves. You are a girlfriend, a daughter, a researcher, a mentor, a brother, a soccer star, an engineer, your grand's favorite. You bring something slightly different to every one of these roles. In your job, you want to be a professional, respected member of a team. Adapting and fitting in does not mean being false and hypocritical. It only means taking the correct personality to every occasion. Do not take the sexy girlfriend to the boardroom or granny's spoilt baby boy to the mining indaba. Take the grown-up professional. Dress, act, and speak appropriately. That was episode 3 of Grad Next Audio. Thank you for listening. Next time, we'll talk about emotional intelligence. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.